Have you ever felt that traditional career advice doesn't match the reality of today's workplace? You're not alone. In 2019, Helen Tupper and Sarah Ellis captured the zeitgeist with their groundbreaking book, The Squiggly Career, which quickly became a Sunday Times bestseller and was named one of the Financial Times Business Books of the Year. The book resonated with professionals worldwide who recognized that linear career paths have disappeared, replaced by unpredictable, non-linear journeys that require entirely new skills and mindsets. What makes this book particularly powerful is how it emerged organically from the author's own experiences. What began as a simple sketch on a coffee shop napkin evolved into workshops, a podcast with millions of downloads, and ultimately this practical guide that has been embraced by everyone from recent graduates to C-suite executives. Even Michelle Obama has praised the book's approach to modern career development, noting how it empowers individuals to take control of their professional journeys in an increasingly uncertain world. The fundamental premise of The Squiggly Career is that traditional career ladders have disappeared. We're living through the most dramatic transformation of work in generations, affecting who we work with, what we do, where and when we work, and why we work. Today's workplace features unprecedented demographic diversity, with five generations working side by side. From traditionalists aged 75 plus, choosing to work past retirement, to digital native Gen Z under 25. This multi-generational workforce has made one-size-fits-all career development obsolete. The nature of work itself is changing dramatically due to technology and automation, with up to 375 million workers potentially needing to change occupations by 2030, we're facing more project-based work in a VUCA environment: volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous. Organizations are creating agile structures with less hierarchy, seeking resilient, adaptable employees who can learn quickly in a constantly shifting landscape. Traditional 9-to-5 work schedules are vanishing, with only 6% of workers following this pattern. Flexible arrangements like job sharing, compressed hours, and remote work are becoming common, benefiting both employees and organizations. Technology enables work from anywhere, though this creates challenges like the always-on culture. 70% experience leavism, working during holidays, and workplace loneliness as traditional office interactions diminish. Perhaps most profoundly, work has evolved from being primarily about income to becoming central to personal identity. Modern workers increasingly seek purpose and meaning, with studies showing many would prioritize purpose over pay and titles. As philosopher Roman Krosnarek notes, people want to make positive contributions and put their values into practice. In this new landscape, taking ownership of your career development isn't optional, it's essential. With longer working lives ahead, 90,000 hours on average, we must learn to enjoy the journey rather than focus solely on destination. Learning must become integrated into our daily routine rather than occasional training, embracing Carol Dweck's growth mindset, where challenges are opportunities to learn. As Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella encourages, we must become learn-it-alls rather than know-it-alls. In a squiggly career, understanding what you're exceptionally good at becomes your competitive advantage. The authors distinguish between strengths, what you're good at, and super strengths, what you're brilliant at. When you spend more time using your strengths, you make greater impact and feel happier. Research shows employees who use their strengths are 6 times more effective and engaged. Your strengths emerge from combining natural talents with developed skills and experiences. Most people have some idea of their strengths, but rarely invest time identifying them precisely. The book offers a 4-step process for discovering your strengths: first bursts, rapid identification; natural talents, innate abilities; learned strengths, developed skills; and discovering super strengths, where these elements converge. The first burst exercise challenges you to list 20 things you're great at in 60 seconds. Most people struggle to reach 20 initially and may feel uncomfortable acknowledging their talents. The exercise then asks you to identify 3 weaknesses and convert them into opposing strengths. For example, lack of attention to detail might reveal big picture thinking as a strength. Natural talents are abilities you possess without formal training, personality traits like kindness, creativity, or humor that you've demonstrated since childhood. Because these come naturally, we often take them for granted. The exercise involves self-reflection, followed by gathering external perspectives. Ask a family member, friend, and colleague to describe you in 3 words. These different viewpoints often reveal consistent strengths across contexts or highlight talents you express in some settings but not others. Unlike natural talents, learned strengths are abilities developed through effort, practice, and experience in your professional life. These include both industry-specific expertise, the what's, like accounting or procurement, and transferable behaviors, the how's, like organization or active listening. Super strengths are what you're brilliant at, not just good at. You choose your super strengths. They're what you want to be known for and excel in. To identify them, select 6 potential strengths from your exercises and evaluate each against 4 criteria: success, how this strength creates positive impact; frequency, how often you use it; openness, how visible it is to others; and happiness, how energized you feel when using it. After identifying strengths that make you happy, create an action plan to transform them into super strengths. For each strength, develop specific strategies to increase its success, frequency, openness, and happiness. If you can't increase how often you use a particular strength in your current role, this might signal you're not in the right job. To maximize your strengths' impact, regularly seek strengths-based feedback by asking colleagues, "Can you tell me when you think I'm at my best?" Try super strength speed dating exercises where you share your strengths with different partners. Practice job crafting by molding your role around your strengths while meeting organizational needs. Look beyond your day job through side projects or volunteering to develop strengths in new contexts. Values are the unique attitudes and beliefs that motivate and drive us, essentially our career DNA. Understanding our values helps us be authentic at work, build empathy with others, and make better career decisions. Unlike temporary, shiny objects like salaries or titles, values serve as a continual career compass in a world where career destinations have disappeared. Our values form through 3 developmental phases: the spongy phase, birth to age 7, where we absorb our surroundings; the copycat phase, ages 8 to 13, where we imitate others; and the rebel phase, teenage years, where we test different beliefs. By our early 20s, our values are fully formed and begin influencing our behavior and happiness. When exploring your values, remember 5 key principles. 1, focus on identifying 3 to 5 core values that are most important to you. 2, there are no right or wrong values. Honesty isn't better or worse than achievement. 3, values work both for and against you. They drive happiness, but can create challenges. 4, you don't have separate work and home values. You're the same person everywhere. And 5, understanding your values takes time and repeated reflection, though benefits begin immediately. The chapter outlines a 5-step process to discover your values. First, reflect on your career highs and lows by charting your emotional responses throughout your career journey, noting what triggered positive and negative feelings. This helps uncover your career must-haves and career must-nots. Second, spot patterns by asking what's important to you about the people you work with, the work you do, the organizations you work for, and your work environment. Your answers reveal important clues about your values. Third, scan a comprehensive list of potential value words and highlight those that resonate with you. Fourth, prioritize your values through a systematic comparison process, making forced choice decisions between pairs of values to determine which truly matter most to you. Finally, define what each value means to you personally. Without clear definitions, others might interpret your values differently than you intend. For example, respect could mean valuing someone's knowledge and contribution to one person, while to another, it might mean appreciating diverse perspectives. Once you've identified your values, incorporate them into your life through ongoing values reflection, living your values more actively by job crafting to align your work with your values, and understanding others' values to improve collaboration. The process requires ongoing reflection and practice, but even small actions aligned with your values can significantly increase workplace happiness. Confidence is defined as having belief in yourself, the ability to recognize your successes, trust your abilities, and bounce back from setbacks. It's both internal, how you see yourself, and external, how others perceive you. The chapter establishes confidence as a learnable skill that can be practiced and improved, not an innate trait some people naturally possess. Building confidence helps your career in three crucial ways. First, it develops resilience, essential in today's rapidly changing work environment where jobs appear and disappear due to technology and restructuring. The ability to bounce back from challenges and learn from failures is now more valuable than expertise alone. Second, confidence enables action. While self-awareness is important, it must translate into concrete steps, whether making difficult decisions like changing roles or taking risks like scaling side projects. Third, confidence inspires belief in others. Research shows that how confident you appear significantly influences others' perception of your competence. Before tackling confidence issues, we must dispel common myths. First, extroversion doesn't equal confidence, nor does introversion mean shyness. These traits simply reflect how we recharge our energy, not our self-belief. Second, confident people aren't necessarily arrogant. Arrogance stems from an exaggerated view of abilities and lack of self-awareness. Third, confidence isn't innate. Even naturally confident people experience doubt and continuously work to improve their skills. The chapter focuses on three confidence-building strategies. First, understand your confidence gremlins, the limiting beliefs that prevent you from reaching your potential. Common gremlins include freezing when put on the spot, avoiding disagreement to remain likable, feeling intimidated by senior people, fearing public speaking, avoiding numbers, suffering from imposter syndrome, letting age concerns limit opportunities, worrying about insufficient knowledge, experiencing physical stress reactions, and fearing failure. To overcome these persistent thoughts requires commitment and a systematic approach. Discovering your gremlins, identifying their impact, recognizing triggers, testing them through action, and acknowledging progress. Draw your gremlins rather than just writing them down to make them concrete enough to address. Second, recognize and reflect on your successes using the 3 R's framework. Recognize, record, and run your own race. For recognize, expand your definition of success by capturing achievements across different domains, work successes, home successes, and helping others succeed. For record, track your successes daily using your phone or a journal. For run your own race, define what success means personally to you rather than comparing yourself to others. Third, evaluate and build your support system using the support solar system visualization. Map who gives you confidence-building support and who you support. A balanced system includes diverse supporters, unconditional cheerleaders, people who understand your context, those who ask hard questions, and wise owls who've been there. For immediate confidence boosts before important moments, watch your words, use definitive language rather than tentative phrases, be in your body, strike powerful poses, practice deep breathing, and practice makes perfect. Rehearse presentations out loud, practice confidence in small, frequent ways. Networking is simply people helping people, a concept Reid Hoffman powerfully defines as the people who want to help you and you want to help them. Many avoid networking due to outdated views of awkward events and forced conversations, but effective networking is about building meaningful relationships where both parties benefit. Networking offers 3 significant benefits in a squiggly career: meaningful relationships that go beyond mere LinkedIn connections, diverse perspectives that provide affordable wisdom and help you leapfrog learning, and building your personal brand, which becomes the consistent thread through career changes. A strong network isn't defined by size, but by 3 essential characteristics: being discerning, intentionally seeking relationships with people who can help you learn and grow, being deliberate, actively maintaining connections rather than merely collecting LinkedIn contacts, and being diverse, including people with different expertise, experience levels, and working styles. Before building your network, evaluate its current state by assessing the strength of three critical networks: your current role network, people who help you succeed in your job, future role network, people who help explore career possibilities, and personal development network, people who help you be your best. To build your current role network, create the right ecosystem by mapping stakeholders across your organization. Develop external relationships through meerkat moments where you look outside your organization for inspiration, and make your super strengths known so people understand how you can add value. For your future role network, share your specific interests and passions with others so they know how to help you. Consider starting a side project to build relationships with new people while experimenting in areas of interest, and go where people in your desired field already gather. To develop your personal development network, create a portfolio of two mentor types: meaningful mentors, long-term relationships spanning years and multiple roles, and of-the-moment mentors, situational experts for specific learning needs. Work to earn a sponsor, someone who actively advocates for you when you're not in the room. The concept of career karma is central to effective networking. Good things happen to people who do good for others without expecting immediate returns. Research shows high achievers both pursue ambitious goals and routinely help others succeed. They're givers who generously share time and expertise. When you focus on giving in ways that leverage your strengths and align with your passions, networking becomes enjoyable rather than draining. As you build relationships, consider which of four network roles you want to play. The consumer joins existing networks and primarily takes value. The contributor actively invests in networks through time, ideas, or expertise. The connector links people together effectively. Or the creator builds their own network. Future possibilities aren't rigid plans or fixed destinations, but fluid explorations in our squiggly careers. The traditional three-stage life of education, work, and retirement is disappearing, with experts suggesting we should plan for five careers in a lifetime. As work becomes more impermanent, reinvention becomes both rational and essential. We need to shift from focusing on plans and destinations to discovering opportunities and enjoying the journey. Plans suggest an endpoint where success is achieved, but this is broken logic for a happy career. As positive psychologist Sean Ocker argues, happiness leads to success, not the other way around. Understanding and exploring possibilities helps your future career in three ways: taking ownership rather than relying on employers to provide career paths, discovering opportunities by getting curious about different roles where your strengths could create impact, and finding good fits by evaluating whether opportunities align with your strengths, values, and career must-haves. The authors suggest considering four types of possibilities: your obvious possibility, the natural next step; your ambitious possibility, what you might consider despite doubts; your dream possibility, what you do without constraints; and your pivot possibility, applying existing skills in new contexts. Beyond what you want to do in your career, understanding why you work is equally important. Similar to Simon Sinek's concept for organizations, your personal why is more emotional and compelling than your what. Discovering your unique career why provides deeper motivation and direction than focusing solely on job titles or responsibilities. Vision boards provide a visual representation of your career why and help make abstract aspirations more tangible. By seeing your goals visually represented, you're more likely to believe in and pursue them. A personal manifesto articulates your beliefs, values, and intentions in written form. Effective manifestos communicate what's important to you, provide ongoing inspiration, and use positive language that motivates action. Beyond the core squiggly career skills, three emerging skills are becoming increasingly important in the modern workplace: curiosity, feedback, and grit. Curiosity, the desire to learn and understand, is becoming increasingly valuable in complex, rapidly changing work environments. People with high curiosity quotient, CQ, handle ambiguity better, simplify complex problems, and prioritize their own development. Feedback is essential for employee growth and energy, with research showing that quick, direct feedback helps employees thrive. The what went well, even better if, technique offers a simple yet powerful framework for delivering feedback. The language of even better if creates a positive framing for developmental feedback, aligning with research showing high-performing teams exchange 5 positive comments for every criticism. Angela Duckworth's research on grit, the sustained application of effort toward long-term goals, reveals that achievement comes from talent multiplied by effort to develop skill, and then skill multiplied by additional effort. This means effort, and therefore grit, matters twice as much as natural talent. Develop grit by pursuing fascination, improving daily, connecting to a greater purpose, and embracing a growth mindset. The modern workplace presents unique challenges that weren't addressed in traditional career advice. Should you start a side project? Side projects, or side hustles, have become increasingly common, typically falling into 3 categories: passion projects, driven by personal interest rather than financial gain; problem-solving projects, addressing gaps in the market; and idea testing projects, low-risk ways to validate business concepts. How do you find a mentor? Finding the right mentor begins with understanding what mentoring truly is: someone who provides insight, advice, and ideas that help you learn and grow. The authors debunk 5 common mentoring myths: that mentors must be senior, reverse mentoring is valuable too, that mentoring relationships must be long-term, they can range from one conversation to ongoing support, that no one would be interested in mentoring you, mentors often gain as much as mentees, that you must formally ask someone to be your mentor, informal approaches often work better, and that you must personally know your mentors, distance learning mentors can be valuable. What about work-life balance? Work-life balance isn't one size fits all. It's personal and constantly shifting. Rather than seeking a rigid blueprint, focus on making conscious choices that work for you right now. The authors suggest examining 2 aspects: your feelings, regularly checking how you're doing and taking positive action, and your choices, making decisions aligned with your needs across all life aspects. Should you stay or leave your job? When deciding whether to leave your current role, ask yourself 2 key questions: are you happy, and are you learning? If you can answer yes to both, consider staying put. If either element is missing, it might be time to move on. Also consider what future opportunities your next position might create, and whether you'll use your strengths and live your values in a new role. How do you build a personal brand? Personal branding is about determining what you want to stand for professionally. Like product branding, it helps others choose and recommend you, opening doors to new opportunities and projects aligned with your authentic self. Build your brand on your unique strengths and values, focusing on 1 or 2 areas you're passionate about. How do you demonstrate leadership without a team? Leadership is evolving beyond traditional hierarchies toward flatter, more agile structures. Today's leaders are defined by skills like curiosity, resilience, and adaptability rather than organizational position. You can demonstrate leadership by volunteering for causes you're passionate about, solving organizational problems, becoming a mentor, seeking opportunities to gain leadership exposure, and confidently highlighting your lateral leadership experiences in interviews. The squiggly career isn't just a concept. It's a dynamic movement that continues to evolve and reshape how we think about professional development. The authors present 3 fundamental recommendations that serve as cornerstones for ongoing career growth. First, Start and Never Stop emphasizes the importance of treating these tools as living resources that should be revisited regularly. Whether you're experiencing success or facing challenges, these frameworks become more valuable through repeated use and reflection, adapting to your changing circumstances and aspirations. Second, Share the tools with others creates a dual benefit, helping colleagues enhance their careers while deepening your own mastery of these concepts. This collaborative approach can transform individual career development into a collective growth experience. By teaching others, you'll discover new perspectives and applications you might have missed, creating a virtuous cycle of learning and development. Consider starting a career development book club, organizing lunch and learn sessions, or becoming a mentor to put this principle into practice. Third, Take Action Now acknowledges that career development can't wait for the perfect moment. The authors emphasize that while managers and mentors can provide support, ultimately, no one will be as invested in your career as you are. They recommend starting with small, manageable steps, perhaps updating your skills inventory, reaching out to one new network contact per week, or scheduling regular reflection time. These modest actions compound over time to create significant momentum for positive change. The book's central message resonates particularly strongly in an era of rapid workplace transformation. We must become active architects of our career development rather than passive participants. This involves embracing continuous learning, not just as a buzzword, but as a daily practice, developing adaptive skills that help us navigate uncertainty, and maintaining a growth mindset that views challenges as opportunities for development. Success in a squiggly career requires balancing multiple elements, understanding and leveraging our strengths while developing new ones, aligning our work with our core values, building and maintaining authentic confidence, cultivating diverse and meaningful networks, and remaining open to future possibilities we might not yet imagine. The result is not just career success in traditional terms, but a deeper sense of fulfillment and purpose in our professional lives. The author's concluding principles, never live the same year twice and run your own race, serve as powerful reminders that in a world where traditional career paths have become obsolete, our greatest assets are our ability to learn, adapt, and stay true to our personal definition of success. These mantras encourage us to embrace the uncertainty of the squiggly career path while maintaining our unique direction and pace, ensuring that each career chapter brings new growth and learning opportunities.